Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message.
Praise Jesus. Amen. Well, I've entitled my message this morning, Vision with Power. Glory to God. Thank God for vision. Vision has power. And it's powerful. Vision is crucial. Amen. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. When the vision of God comes on you, there's a mantle. Vision has mantle. Amen. In other words, if it's an eternal vision, it's God's vision, it's supernatural. Everybody lift your hands and say, thank you, Father, that I'm part of the supernatural, eternal vision of your kingdom. Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Exodus 3 verse 2, and we're going to read the occasion of Moses and the burning bush. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 2, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire. Oh, there's somebody here that's going to give $500,000 for DCC Finland. God has spoken to your heart. I want you to know that's God speaking to you right now. Amen. Okay, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. And so he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And then God said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And Jehovah said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people that are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them. Everybody say, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. We thank you, Lord, for your word revealed today, manifest today in every heart. And everybody said, amen. Thank you so much, Brother Naughty. In verse 8, we read these words. God speaking to Moses says, I am come down to deliver them. Now, it's very important that you remember that God didn't do it without Moses. When God says, I am going to do it, he means you are going to do it in his power. God says, I am come down to deliver them. So when God wants to do something, he chooses someone. Until we see Moses, we actually don't see God in the Old Testament. Think about that. Only once you saw the man of God did you see the power of God. Only once you see the man of God do you see the power of God. I'll preach to this side. Only once you see the man of God do you see the power of God. Hallelujah. Without you, God won't do. The Bible says he does nothing unless he reveals it through his prophets. Even that which God was going to do, did you know that God revealed Christ through his prophets? And until the perfect revelation was given by the prophets, Christ could not manifest. Amen. So that's another lecture for another day. If you want to know more of that, join School of the Spirit. Amen. But God, when he wants to do something, chooses a person. Tell your neighbor, the presence, the power, the miracle of God depends on you. responding to the vision of God. If you don't respond, God cannot move. Amen. So we see God. God reveals his purpose and gives vision to Moses. And God says, I have come to do something. So when you receive the vision, you become the hands of God. When you receive the vision, you become the feet of God. You become the manifest place, agent of the power of God. Tell your neighbor, you're an agent. Hey, you agent. You're an agent. Hallelujah. You become God's evidence that he is at work. Can I say it again? I am the evidence that God is at work. In your home, in your business place, wherever you are the evidence to the unbeliever, to everybody around you, that God is real. Amen. Your born again experience is fire in the midst of unbelievers. You are the evidence. Somebody say, I'm the evidence. You provoke. You become I don't want to use the word source. It's actually a very strong word. But you become not just channel, the reason for the miracle power of God manifesting. Amen. You bring God's presence. A man with God's vision gives the world a vision of God. Hallelujah. Because they see the God of miracles at work in your life, they come to believe in the God of miracles. Okay, I won't labor that point anymore. But Moses was sent with a vision. He was sent with God's purpose. A vision is God's purpose revealed in the earth. Hallelujah. And so God said, I will redeem Israel. I will bring them out from there to this promised land. And because Moses responded to the vision, the world saw God's power. For the first time, the world saw the 10 plagues. For the first time, the world saw a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Hallelujah. What is that all about? It's about somebody walking in the vision. When you walk in the vision, you'll bring your whole family, your whole nation, into an experiential knowledge of a supernatural God. Everybody lift your hand and say, I'm here to bring my family, everybody around me, into an experiential knowledge of the power of God. That's why your testimony is so powerful. That's why you must constantly tell people what the Lord is doing. That's why you must constantly testify. This is what happened on Sunday. This is what happened in my life. This is what happened to this person. What are you doing? You're becoming an evidence. Somebody say amen. Because Moses responded to the vision, the world saw God's power. They saw his deliverance. Israel experienced the cloud by day. Hallelujah. I want to say to you today, when you walk in the vision of God, the power of God manifests, even your unsaved family will start testifying about God's provision in their lives, about God's protection in their lives. I found that sometimes some of my family, when they talk to me, they start talking like Christians, even though they're not Christians. So what are you doing? Amen. Then I start saying, Johnny, God protected me. I said, what? Amen. Why? Because they're coming under the cloud. They're starting to experience. They're starting to see. That's why the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. You know, I just want to say something. When you walk in faith, help those who are not in faith. Amen. A little while ago, we were somewhere, And I was with a business partner, and I said, listen, we need to give to this. And that business partner said, listen, we don't have the money right now. I said, that's exactly why we must give. They got less than we got. Amen. Listen, your faith must lift others that aren't where you are. The moment you say, oh, I can't help them because I don't have enough even for myself. Amen. You put yourself in a place where you're so poor, you can't even help them. How terrible to be in a place where I'm so poor, I can't help a streetless man. Huh? Did you think of that? You're actually saying, I'm more poverty stricken than this homeless man. Because just right now, just I can't help them. I'm about exercising your faith and helping them anyway by faith. Thank you for your enthusiasm in this Presbyterian church. Amen. Hallelujah. God's vision brings God's presence. God's vision brings His power into your life. Because it's His purpose. When you line up with God's purpose, His power becomes available to you. Amen. We heard today, Petya was speaking a bit about Obed-Edom. The moment he hosted the ark, the power of God manifests in his home. Amen. Something about Obed-Edom. He was a Levite. You know what happened? You know who schooled David how to treat the ark? Because David didn't just by osmosis learn how to treat the ark. David had treated the ark wrong. They'd put it in an ox cart. They'd done everything. And then the judgment of God fell, and they left it in Obed-Edom's house. And Obed-Edom, the Bible says, was a Levite. He was anointed to look after the ark. And when David came to him and said, listen, I hear that you're so blessed, but listen, when we came near this ark, it killed somebody. And then Obed-Edom schooled him. So this is the way you honor the presence of God. Hallelujah. Huh? Because he is a priest. So Levi is the nation of the priesthood. Amen. Okay. So when the vision comes, it's because God has a need. There's a problem God wants to solve. Are you with me? There's a need He wants to meet. The church is the greatest place to meet the need of God. Because what is Jesus doing today? He's building His church. Somebody say amen. It's because there's a problem. There's something God wants to solve. We are God's solution for Durban Christian Center. We are God's solution for the Bluff, for the South District. There's a need in this area. Multitudes in a valley of decision that needs to be brought in. So God sent us. Everybody tell your neighbor, I'm the solution. God sent me here to solve this problem. Amen. Hallelujah. We are God's solution for the South, to bring salvation, to establish the church, to reveal the kingdom. Amen. Listen, the world doesn't need a powerless God. When things are going wrong in people's lives, don't give them 100 excuses why they must just grin and bear it. Yeah, God put the sickness on you to teach you patience, dear brother. No, no, no. Show the kingdom. Bring the kingdom. Lay hands on the sick. Cast out devils. Hallelujah. Demonstrate the power of God. That's what we're here for. Somebody say amen. Amen. Not because, listen, when the vision comes, not because it's easy. This is one thing I've learned. The vision doesn't come to you because it's easy. The vision comes to you because it will take a move of God to make it happen. Hey, hey! Glory to God. So the moment a vision comes to you, God is saying to you, my power is on you. Hallelujah. You're going to manifest my glory. You're going to manifest the supernatural. You're going to do something in the earth that's not possible with man. When the vision of God comes on you, things that are possible with God starts manifesting in the midst of a place where things are not possible with man. Amen. You know, I was just listening to Prophet Richard Gray the other night. We were here. He said, "Johnny, it's amazing. I come in here." He says, "The whole bluff has changed. There's like a prosperity about the bluff." I reminded him about the word that he gave us when God first sent us here. God says, "I'm sending you in there. You're going to break poverty. Provision's going to come. Prosperity's going to come." And this one of the words the prophet said, "Buy houses now because the house values are going to shoot through the roof." Huh. When we came here 5 years ago, you could buy houses between 600,000 and 700,000 on the bluff. Try and do it now. Tell your neighbor, good luck. Amen. Now the average price, 1.2, 1.4. Amen. That's like double in 5 years. And if that's not a good tip to get into property, I don't know what is. I'll move on. Hallelujah. Listen, this is what I want to say. When you step into the vision, it's not easy, but it's supernaturally possible. Hallelujah. God said to Paul, "I must show you how that through many trials you will accomplish my vision." Amen. So, you know what I've learned? If you want to accomplish, you want to see the supernatural power of God, just be dumb enough never to quit. Amen. Just be stupid enough not to take a hint. Amen. You get like a bulldog. You grab a hold of that thing that God said and you stand by it no matter what. I'm still standing. Hallelujah. I remember that little boy, his dad said to him, "Jimmy, sit down." Jimmy said, "No." His dad said, "Jimmy," I said, "Sit." Jimmy said, "I'm standing." His dad said, "Jimmy, I'm telling you now, sit down." And Jimmy said, "I'm standing." So his dad stood up, took Jimmy and shoved him down in the chair. He said, "I said, sit." Jimmy said, "I'm sitting on the outside, but I'm standing on the inside." Amen. Yay, sometimes it looks like you've been made to sit on the outside. But if you're still standing on the inside, there's not one devil that can overcome you. There's nothing that can overpower this vision that God has given us. We will fulfill the vision of God. Amen. Man, I like being part of winners. Winners don't quit, and quitters don't win. Amen. When the memo goes out, we're giving up. Don't read it. Amen. You know, I remember that time we were still in Berea, and people started saying, "Where's the vision? What's going to happen?" You know, there was a joke going about, but some pastors about getting out of here. This is a sinking ship. Titanic's going down. Amen. You know, talking nonsense like that. But you know, something about Pastor Fred and Al, they just powered on. When you're part of a big vision, get into the vision. Stay in the vision. Amen. They started telling jokes like, "Knock, knock, who's there? Armageddon. Armageddon who? Armageddon out of here." I'll never forget those jokes. It made me angry. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're an enemy of the vision, you're my enemy. I want nothing to do with you, ugly thing, Fusak. Amen. I say it under the anointing, Fusak. Hallelujah. Jesus said worse. He said, "Satan, get behind me. My eyes are set on the goal. My face is like flint." That's what the prophet told us last week. Feet on the ground, hand to the plow, face like a diamond. Amen. Listen, we're going to see the South saved in Jesus' name. We're going to see 12 churches in the South in Jesus' name. We're going to see home cells on every street in Jesus' name. We're going to see every mosque run dry. Every temple have nobody to come to them. We're going to see it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jolly Solly is leaving the bluff. Solly Kramer, out. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to close the bars down. Come on. We're going to rob them of every customer they ever had. Man, I've just got a vision of warriors for Christ standing outside the bar. And as they come out, grab them. Come here. Hallelujah. I never forget. You know, I was talking to this one guy, and he showed me on YouTube this one bodybuilder gets saved. I mean, this guy's huge. And he decides, man, he's going to go win people for Jesus. And he goes out on the street. You know, sometimes you're still just beginning in God. You're so full of zeal, but you got no wisdom. Amen. And so this guy comes and he tells the guy, you need Jesus. The guy says, no, I don't need Jesus. He picks him up and he bounces him. He said, give your life to Jesus. The guy says, okay. I'm not advocating that doesn't work. Amen. But you know what? We're going to compel them to come in. We're going to advance the kingdom. And when you become part of the vision, the anointing of that vision rests on you. So as we heard Petty said, find what you can do. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 9 and 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. There's no work in the grave. Amen.
In the vision, sometimes we have to separate ourselves with people that you loved, that you loved so much because you grew up with them in the church.
Because you outgrew them.
You outgrew them, and then they've got an offense somewhere down the road. And then what happened? We had to do that ourselves. I mean, we've been in the ministry for a very long time. We had to cut friends that our kids were growing up with. Why? Because they started to now talk nonsense about the vision. And you know what? We got to a stage where we thought, okay, we'll be the big, you know, we'll speak into their life. We'll speak into their life. But there's a point where that is enough now. Because now your heart is not going to want to turn to get back to the vision. Your heart, the devil has got your heart about the vision.
Carefully you listen to.
So why I'm saying that is the growth in the house of God. When you grow in the house of God, the devil will bring that as a carrot in your face. To say, you know what? Because that will be tested if you really got the vision in. You're all going to be tested of that. But you're going to have to decide, like what we said, put your hand to the plow. Don't look left, don't look right. What is a vision? 12 churches. How are we going to do it? God knows, but we're not going to be the one that is going to be part of breaking down the vision because of unbelief or because
offense.
Because offense is a key that the devil used.
I'm thinking of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, does he meditate day and night? You know, sometimes people give up around you.
But you don't give up.
I've learned, people who leave the vision, I say, God bless you. I've got nothing against you. I've just got something against you that you gave up. Amen. But I'm not your friend anymore. I've become your minister. When I'm your friend, I can sit amongst you. We can have good counsel. We can have sweet counsel. Enjoy, minister into one another's life. If you leave the vision, I become your minister. When I see you, I encourage you. Come on now. Why did you give up? Amen.
But with that,
you're getting heavier in this.
But no. We have to be practical. But you know, but with that, John, you have to be a strong
but
person.
But we're busy protecting them now to realize
that's
something.
Right. For that, you have to be a strong person to be still be able to minister to them. Minister to them. They're not your friend anymore. You can't get counsel from them anymore. You've got to cut that door. You've got to close the door. You know we say close the door of the enemy? That's an enemy. Not enemy of the person, but what comes out of the heart is your enemy. Because that enemy is negative. And what happens when people are negative? It will drain you.
Amen.
So you cannot open that door. You've been opening that door because you're having fellowship. You've been opening because you've got the same vision. You're focusing on the same thing. But when you break that covenant, it's actually a covenant.
Mm.
When you broke that covenant in the body of Christ, you broke that covenant, the covenant we have together as a family.
I'm talking practically now.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember when God called us and we came into the ministry? We were almost a year in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the senior pastors in the church at that time called us for a bra at his house with his leaders. And we were so blessed because
we were young
ministers, and at last we're being accepted in the higher realms of authority of the church. And we're excited. And
everybody
we're
will go through that.
And now we're going to come and we're going to be with all these great people. And we arrive at their home and they're having a bra and all their leaders are there. People we looked up to. And as we stand around the bra, they start sharing Armageddon jokes. And they start saying, talking about, negative about Pastor Fred. I said, I went, I called Pat. I said, let's go.
We made an excuse.
Say, sorry, guys, we just remembered we need to do something. I didn't tell them I need to get out of here. I just told them I need to do something. Amen.
Wow.
We left.
Because we protected.
Thank God we did that. Because
yes,
we're protecting
we're
our hearts.
We're protecting. Protect your heart. That is the. Don't worry about money, houses, and land. The devil doesn't need that. He wants your heart because he wants to take the vision out of your heart. You protect that heart. Go away from anybody that speaks negative because they will pull you down. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. In the end, they Mageddoned out of there. Amen. But I'm still standing. Tell your neighbor, I'm still standing. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to become single-minded when the vision comes to you, the purpose comes to you. Amen. And you have to get to a place, you shut your ears and you go for it. And unfortunately, here's another thing, you have to develop thick skin. Amen. People who make it in the vision have got thick skin. Amen. People can say what they want, water off a duck's back. Okay. Hallelujah. You can say what you want about me. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to run after you. You know, when they started criticizing Jesus because he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, they said, okay, this is a hard saying. We out of here. Jesus didn't say, oh, I'm so sorry. Please, can I explain? He turned to the rest of the disciples and said, are you also going? Amen. Once you stand, stand. Amen. Somebody say, I'm standing. I'm standing in the vision. Because the vision brings power. It brings the anointing. Think of this. The anointing comes on you because of the vision, because there's purpose in the vision. If you lose the purpose, the anointing's not there anymore. God supplies the power for the purpose. Amen. So stay in what God is doing. I'm going to go and, do whatever. Whatever you do, make sure you heard from God. Because if offense moved you, the devil moved you. I'm going to preach to this side of the church. If offense moved you, the devil moved you. Let's preach to this side of the church. Now make sure you get this. If offense moved you, the devil moved you. Amen. Well, I'm not going there because this person did this and Sister Bucket Mouth did this. And all. If offense moves you, the devil moves you. He is the spirit of offense. Amen. Make up your mind. Hallelujah. Because your success is ahead of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Us together, we make this church successful. Amen. My contribution makes this church successful. Hallelujah. And the devil come at us from every way. Why must I stay in this church? Because there is no better church in the city of Durban. Amen. Hallelujah. Said tongue in cheek, but anyway. I believe that because it's a heavenly vision. So as we step into it, I want you to know that never settle for less. Receive the vision. If you receive the vision, you must be willing to fight. Amen. Somebody say, I must be willing to fight. Stand, commit yourself. Don't be half-hearted. Jesus said, you can't put your hand to the plow and look back. When you put your hand to the plow, keep going. And in Jesus' name, let me tell each and every person that's here today, when you come to me and say, Pastor Johnny, I just need to step back from my ministry for a little while to refresh myself, I will say no. Because Jesus said, any man that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is unworthy of the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, don't even ask Pastor Johnny, already said no. Amen. Why? Because listen, I've seen it. I've seen when people step back just for a moment, that anointing lifts on them. Amen. When people step back, they lose purpose. And this is another thing I've noticed. People think, the enemy will try to make you think the pressure's on you because of your ministry. But your ministry is the only reason you have purpose. Amen. I'm preaching deep stuff today. Hallelujah. I'm preaching out of the book of Revelation, chapter 77. Amen. Listen, doesn't come easy. Tell your neighbor, the call on your life doesn't come easy. It requires a supernatural dimension. Amen. If you want easy, you settled for mediocrity. If you want easy, anybody can do easy. Amen. Oh, Pastor Johnny, I'm looking forward to when I can put my feet up, relax. Amen. I'll pray for you. We'll ask Jesus to kill you. You can go to heaven, put up your feet. Amen. You can put your feet first. Amen. Easy is mediocre. Hallelujah. Never settle for second best. Somebody say, I'm not settling for second best. Amen. Lift your hands. Thank you, Spirit of God, for the vision. Thank you for the call. Thank you, Lord, that just as Moses, you appear, you reveal yourself, you show yourself to your servants. And Father, I speak of a spirit of courage, a spirit of faith. I thank you now, Lord, for a tenacity that comes on each one of us. Each one will fulfill that which you've called us to. I bless them. You've not given them a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Let the mighty anointing of your Spirit rest on us, Father, to fulfill this heavenly purpose, to accomplish what you've called us to do. We thank you now, Spirit of God, for each one that wanted to give up or are having a hard time. In the name of Jesus, I release the anointing. I confess the mantle of this house over them, and I bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, as a church, we will advance, we will expand, we will increase. We will accomplish the call and the purpose of God. I thank for your blessing on each one. Open for each one. Give them an understanding. Reveal the things to do. In Jesus' name, I declare an open door before you. I declare in the name of Jesus, those doors open, the opportunities come. And in Jesus' name, I release a strength in you to conceive what God has called you to. We bless them. Father, those who have given up, those who have taken the hand off the plow, in the name of Jesus, I take your hand and I put it back on the plow. I release the anointing back on your life. I command the power of God to strengthen you. We bless this church. And everybody said, amen, amen, amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.